night at 6 o'clock, but this week we play on Thursday night, so we're doing a special Tuesday night edition of the show. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by head coach Leonard Haynes. And coach, it's overwhelming and exciting and everything you can think of that we're back playing football.
No, it's very exciting to be back and to get these guys back on the field, you know, being out obviously due to COVID, the pandemic, and all the restrictions that were put before us. You know, I think our guys battled through all of that last year throughout the fall and the spring, had to adjust to some different practice schedules, you know, thought we were going to have some scrimmages throughout the spring, wind up getting canceled due to COVID. And so, you know, every coach in America is eager to kind of see what the team looked like. Some teams did get a chance to play in the spring, and unfortunately we did not, but we did make up for it by practicing and development of our players, and I thought that was a good bonus for us.
Yeah, you look at what we got coming ahead, and it's still scary because, I mean, Grand Valley doesn't have a game. They've had their game canceled, mm-hmm. So I'm sure every game has been precious before, but now it just feels like any chance you get to get on the field, it just feels extra special right now.
Yeah, it does. You know, again, we're just in a different time right now, and I think everyone needs to be careful, you know, when it comes to this COVID thing, in my opinion. And, you know, we definitely want our guys back on the field playing. You know, I just kind of want to see where we are as a football team and the growth and the steps that we've made as a program. I know I hope are huge. And so there's a lot of excitement around our team right now, and the guys are eager to get out there. So, you know, but we definitely want to make sure we practice safe habits in order for us to play this year.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland on ESPN 100.9 FM. I know both of us went through the COVID, so we know it was not a full lot of fun, so being careful and safe is very important. Yeah. Let's talk about your team. You know, it's even writing up previews and looking at your team, you have a lot of guys playing, a lot of veterans, but you still, even a lot of those veterans, your quarterback, your top running back, your top receiver, your top returning tackler are all sophomores now. So you're a youthful, experienced team, I think.
Yeah, we got juniors basically in the classroom, sophomores on the field.
Yep.
They are still learning, you know, some inexperience there still. But and a lot of those guys do have some playing time as well. And so, yeah, we're still a relatively young football team. I believe that we're definitely a talented football team. And so now it's time to put it all together, you know, to see what we look like I said earlier. But, yeah, it's going to be youth out there, man.
Well, let's look at your offense, and of course, anytime you start with an offense, you got to start with the quarterback. And Nate Gomez looks like he's the guy. You've got some new guys that have played well as well, but Nate Gomez is the guy that appears to be the one to be the guy leading you forward. What can you tell us about Nate?
Yeah, Nate, you know, is a young man that has stepped in last year. You know, when Joe Garber-Reno went out, and you know, he started and we put him in sparingly throughout the year last year to just get him some experience, and he wind up. Taking over for Joe, and Joe got injured, like I said, came in and played those last couple games. So that was good to build his confidence and his experience, because we definitely need that going forward. But all of our quarterbacks, I think, have done a great job throughout camp, you know, pushing each other, getting after each other, and holding each other accountable. And so hopefully that, you know, Coach Arnold's done an excellent job with that room, and these guys are really excelling.
And then running back Cash Goldsmith, who will be our next guest on the show. Yeah. He had a very solid redshirt freshman season as well. And you got to feel good about him and some of the other guys that are going to have a chance to get some carries in the backfield.
Yeah, I love our running backs. You know, starting there with Cash Goldsmith, you know, he's kind of a bell cow. You know, he's a hard, hard worker. And it's incredible how those guys all mesh together. You know, we have Kentrell Ware, Brock Franklin. Those guys are the horses for us, and they complement each other very well. So, you know, Cash has one style, you know, the other two have their own style, but it's very effective for what we want to get done.
And then we've been talking about positions, but you got EJ, you mentioned EJ. EJ is the new offensive coordinator, and is the gist, we can't give anything away, obviously, but is the gist of the Northwood offense, are there going to be some wrinkles, or things going to be a little bit different than what we've seen?
It'll be different for sure. We're doing some different things, kind of getting back to who we are. And so what Coach Arnold stepped in and has done a wonderful job. You know, he's a rookie offensive coordinator, basically, Him and Coach Mack, we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. But these new coordinators are in, and they're eager to get it going as well. So it's been good to watch these guys develop it and, you know, bring their offense and defenses to what, you know, we want to get achieved. Yeah.
Talk with Leonard Haynes here on from Molestus on Northwood Football Weekly. Other parts of the offense, of course, offensive line. It's going to be a new look up there. There's going to be some new faces. They're going to see a lot of time up there. What have you seen from those guys in camp so far?
Well, I believe these guys are now they're starting to mesh. And, you know, and that's the group, the most important group, in my opinion, is our offensive line, is to get those guys to mesh well together. And it takes work from an offensive line coach to make sure you put the right pieces of the puzzle together. I believe we found that. We do have some youth up front as well. Redshirt freshman, Marquise Knowles, he's up there. You have Garrett McGraw, he's just a sophomore, kind of like Cash. So, these guys, they're meshing really, really well right now in camp, or obviously out of camp, but throughout practice. And I definitely love what I see out of those guys. Again, we just have a bunch of guys that just work hard. And they're getting after each other, and they have a lot of fun. And so I haven't seen that in a long time around here.
It's
good to see the growth, and we've really come a long way.
And then, of course, wide receivers and tight ends. You've got, again, similar sort of theme, young guys, but young guys underclassmen and on the field, upperclassmen in the classroom that have got a lot of experience, it's an experienced but youthful group.
Yeah, very, very excited about this group, Travis. Our wide receiver core is strong from top to bottom, and I'm talking from older guys to younger guys. Very, very talented group of young men. We added in an old school addition with John Hall.
Yep.
You know, he's back, so it's great to have him back. You have Brian Keith. You have Noah Kinnishnick. I mean, you have Taj Leslie out there. You know, he plays a slot position. You got Marcus Sanders.
You got a fly that's annoying
the
crap out of us.
And fly
right now.
is really, really trying to get some attention here. But, no, I'm very, very, from top to bottom, I'm very excited about that group. And Christian Martinez is another one as well. But I love what we have, you know, at that receiver spot.
Well, then let's flip over to the defense. You've mentioned Gavin McMackin's taking over as defensive coordinator. And how's that transition gone so far?
It's going pretty good. You know, Coach Mack has been a defensive coordinator before out in Division III school out in Iowa, I believe. And I think he stepped in. The kids love him. They're running through a brick wall for him. And he's putting his touches on the defense, you know, and his personality to it. And, again, I think with the addition of Mike Prefer, our linebackers coach, and Joaquin Bradley, I mean, these guys, they all work well together, and they're doing some good things, from what I can tell so far, good things defensively to keep our guys moving and active.
Well, our timeline's a little short tonight, so we'll talk a little bit more about the defense next week, because I do want to talk about Gannon. Gannon is who you play Thursday night at Midland Community Stadium. Mm-hmm. Again, it's Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Midland Community Stadium, so it's a night game before you guys go on your holiday weekend. Come on out and watch the Timberwolves at Midland Community Stadium. And Gannon got to play a little in the spring, so there's a little they got. So you've seen some stuff on them. What can you tell us about Gannon?
Yeah, you know they're kind of a spread football team offensively, and they want to run the ball. You know, they seem like they kind of a smash mouth in a way, football team, but they definitely want to get the ball out to the receivers. You know, I believe they have a pretty decent running back, so they got some nice. There's some good football players over there. You know, they have a quarterback who's a transfer from Ohio State, from my understanding. He's in his grad year over at Gannon. And so, there'll be a good football team coming here to play us on Thursday night for sure. So, defensively, Adam Gonzaga runs that defense. Obviously, we got history with Adam Gonzaga.
Do you know Adam?
a little bit. You know, I had the opportunity to work with Adam for 5 years here at Northwood, and he actually came back in 2019.
Yeah, he was here last time we played.
And then wind up going to Gannon. And so I'm well-versed on Adam's defense, you know, what he likes to do, what he likes to run. You know, he's more of a 4-3 style, cover 2, cover 4 type of defensive setup. But he does a lot of multiple things as well. So, but our guys, you know, we've been preparing and you know, we kind of see what shakes out.
Yeah, it's a great way to start the year. It's good, and it's important to set the tone for the season to get off to a good start and just play Northwood football right away.
Yeah, and again, you probably have heard this a million times. Obviously, it's about us and what we do and what we can control. And all our guys got to do is go out and take care of what we can take care of. And at the end of the day, I always say Northwood will always have a chance to win. So, but it's on us to put the finishing touches on everything. And go ahead.
All right.
Am I taking up all your time?
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. We don't want to go into Cash's time here. Coach, thanks for joining us. Really looking forward to Thursday night. Should be really exciting, 7 o'clock at Midland Community Stadium. And good luck this year, and looking forward to seeing you every Thursday night here at Molasses.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and thank you, ESPN, and glad to be back.
We'll take a break. Let's come back and talk to Cash Goldsmith. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Rolls Mechanical specializes in HVAC, refrigeration, and plumbing services. Rolls Mechanical has the only Department of Labor registered plumbing apprenticeship in the state, which guarantees expert service. Rolls Mechanical is a local family-owned commercial and industrial mechanical contractor. Moreover, while women make up only 1.4% of the HVAC industry, Rolls Mechanical is proud to be woman-owned. Count on Rolls Mechanical for immediate service 24/7, 365. Search Rolls Mechanical on Facebook.
What makes a championship team?
Hard work, skill, expertise, and focus.
It takes a great team to complete a successful sale in today's complicated real estate market.
Air Reinhart's team of more than 40 full-time realtors and professional support staff work together with buyers and sellers to smooth out the process with winning results.
Your first home to investment property. Air Reinhart is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and guidance.
Call on the Air Reinhart team at arhouse.com.
That's arhouse.com.
Niles Industrial Coatings has opportunities right now for industrial painters. These are skilled trade, career opportunities with union representation. New recruits receive on-the-job training, competitive pay and benefits, the opportunity to earn a pension, and opportunities for overtime. These positions offer a very real opportunity for long-term growth and are not simply a temporary seasonal job. For more information about careers at Niles Industrial Coatings, email recruitment at nilesindustrial.com.
At Mr. Car Wash, we want to know, what makes you feel great?
I feel great when my car is freshly cleaned. It's why I go to Mr. Car Wash. I'm even a member of their Unlimited Wash Club, so I can have my car washed as often as I want with no strings attached. They make my car look great, and I feel amazing the rest of the day.
For decades, Mr. Car Wash has been committed to providing you with the best service in the area. Mr. Car Wash is anchored in quality and speed. Washing your car isn't a chore anymore, thanks to Mr. Car Wash. Visit MrCarWash.com for a location near you in central Michigan.
A building is more than steel, bricks, and glass. It's a stadium where a child attends his first ballgame, a church where families celebrate life's biggest moments, a factory that drives the Great Lakes Bay Region economy. Three Rivers Corporation knows our buildings become the setting for great stories. That's why we put more than construction into each one, from planning and design through move-in day and beyond. Our architects and skilled tradesmen take pride in creating a building with character. Learn how you get more than construction with Three Rivers at trccompany.com.
Choosing the right team is just as important in business as it is in baseball.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik is the right team to assist with audit, tax, accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll, as well as business and IT consulting needs.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik's all-star lineup of accounting professionals is dedicated to excellence and delivering outstanding value.
Serving clients throughout Michigan from 10 locations, including Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik, experienced, responsive, respected.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik, a proud supporter of the Great Lakes Loons.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland on ESPN 100.9 FM. Next guest, Oak Park High School graduate, leading rusher for the Timberwolves 2 years ago, Cash Goldsmith. Cash, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
This is going to be the silliest question of all, but how excited are you to actually play in a game again after 2 years of waiting?
Man, I'm super stoked about it. Just being able to train and go through new things and just knowing that our team had came a long way. These 2 years have been a long time. It's been a long wait. And I know everybody's stoked to get back on the field. I'm just ready to get back out there with my guys.
When you look at, I just mentioned Coach Haynes talking about the offense. You guys are this mix of young, but experienced. Like you and Nate and your receivers, or all you guys are like sophomores on the field, but you had a ton of experience your freshman year, so you got to feel really good about where you stand going forward.
Oh, yeah. We just know it's still room for improvement. Even though we're a young offense, we got a lot of chips on our shoulders, and we hold ourselves to a high standard. So just by knowing that, we just going in here full-headed steam and just ready to get after it.
Looking back to your redshirt freshman year a couple years ago, did you expect to have that much success, or was it kind of – because it kind of was a slow build. You didn't quite get those carries early on, but as the year went on, you got more and more involved with the offense.
I was just happy to contribute to the team. I feel like I still didn't contribute as much as I wanted to, but just that season, so I'm ready to contribute and give it my all.
And Coach Haynes mentioned you're in your specific group, the running back group, there's a lot of different style guys that all are going to be able to contribute this year, and that's part of the Northwood thing, is that you could be a great player, but the way our offense has always gone, it's kind of been splitting the carries and buying in. So with that group, you guys know you all are going to be a key part of the team coming forward this year.
Yeah, so with our group, we got a specific name for our group, just the Zoo. We call us the Zoo. And just be having just so many, like, diverse players and just knowing our attributes, we always try to capitalize on our attributes. And if we see one lacking in one attribute, we try to give them a pointer like, okay, I'm good in this area, so let me get you good in this area. So we can all be on the same page every time we're on the field and just not missing a beat.
A really important question is, how much faster are you in number two as opposed to 21?
Oh, well, these past 2 years, I really did a lot of conditioning and stuff like that. Just wanted to get my body to a full running back type of body built. Running, conditioning, ab workout. Like, I stayed up here all summer just to work out with Coach Fishing. And the workouts he did got me pretty right. So I'm pretty stoked about the season. Pretty stoked to let y'all see my speed.
I was just saying, number two, you look fast. Everybody looks faster in the single-digit number than they do in the double-digit number.
Yeah, so with the single-digit, I mean, I was kind of edging around it. I'm like, I started my freshman year in number 21, so I kind of wanted to stay there. And then it was just like number two had got brought to me, so I was just like, I'll take it.
Those aren't too bad numbers. It wasn't like you're I'm not going to say somebody's number because then they're going to hear and get offended if I say somebody random on the team's like, hey, I'm number fill in the blank here. So looking forward to Thursday night, obviously, under the lights against Gannon. I mean, what's it going to be like to finally get back out in the field again? It's just I'm really excited about it because it's been so long, but I can't imagine it for you guys.
Yeah, like, we just preach the excitement all day. Like, you can just tell on everybody's face, and just being able to get back out there, words can't explain it right now. I'm just ready to touch the field and turn them lights on. Like, I've been praying for a night game here at Northwood just to get a community something to watch at nighttime and everything like that. So just super stoked. Just super stoked.
And it's not going to be crazy hot either. We're good. We're not going to be one of those 98-degree days we've been having lately. So looking at Gannon, and you've watched tape on him, I'm sure, what do you expect to see out of their defense, especially against a familiar face with Coach Zags being their defensive coordinator?
Coach Zag, he run a lot of bare front, joker packages and stuff like that. So I'm expecting for him to mix it up a little bit. He going to do a lot of slants on the D-line and stuff like that. He kind of want that strong safety player to kind of play outside the box a little bit. So really just trying to – seeing a lot of slants and stuff on the line, he'll try to mess the line up a lot. So just our offense been working on that a lot. So I got 100% confidence in my line, 100%.
And, of course, I usually end these player interviews with the same answer. Oh, what's your major and what do you hope to do when you're done playing football?
Oh, my major is automotive marketing and I minor in business management. And when I get out of here that's really a tough question.
Yeah, that's really
a tough question. Like,
this you got week, time. That's
yeah,
the good part.
I got time. But just doing, getting in the field that I love for real, knowing I can wake up every day and just give it my all just like I do with football, and that'll just make me the most happy.
Well, Cash, I'm so excited for all you guys just to be able to get out in the field, let alone actually watch Northwood football play. For you guys all personally, I'm thrilled that you're all going to get back to play. So congratulations on getting back to the field, and good luck on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to the head honcho, the new athletic director, Jeff Curtis. When we come back, you're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Last year's devastating mid-Michigan flood damaged homes and properties, destroyed roads and bridges, and left over 500 tons of waste throughout our beautiful Great Lakes Bay region. Determined to take action in our communities, Team Dow joined together with family, friends, and community partners to clean up. Over 1 million pounds of waste was collected as a part of Dow's volunteer initiative, aiming to remove waste from our environment. Learn more about Dow's plastic sustainability efforts at don't-waste.dow.com.
Valley Lanes, something for everyone. How about bowling in your own private VIP room? Maybe spend some time playing laser tag? Need more? How about two escape rooms or playing a virtual reality game which will blow your mind? Or if you're looking for a little milder experience, Valley Lanes offers Lost Pirate Adventure Putt-Putt Golf. Valley Lanes is home to Gimmicks, a family-friendly menu, and a large selection of beers. Valley Lanes, Bay City Road, Midland. Go to valleylanesmidland.com.
At Mr. Car Wash, we want to know, what makes you feel great?
I feel great when my car is freshly cleaned. It's why I go to Mr. Car Wash. I'm even a member of their Unlimited Wash Club, so I can have my car washed as often as I want with no strings attached. They make my car look great, and I feel amazing the rest of the day.
For decades, Mr. Car Wash has been committed to providing you with the best service in the area. Mr. Car Wash is anchored in quality and speed. Washing your car isn't a chore anymore, thanks to Mr. Car Wash. Visit MrCarWash.com for a location near you in Central Michigan.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from, almost said, a former resident that isn't even in existence anymore, Molasses in downtown Midland on ESPN 100.9 FM. I think I'm just thrown off right now because this interview is going to get emotional.
Oh, it is? Well, every interview is
emotional. Yes. It's the former women's basketball coach who I've interviewed hundreds of times on this program. Now, the head honcho, the big cheese, the athletic director, Jeff Curtis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, T-Mac. It's good to be out. It's good to be back on the radio. It's exciting times. We're looking forward to getting some sports started here.
Well, let's look at the women's basketball team, and I'm just kidding. So this summer you made the transition from women's basketball head coach to athletic director, and I know it was something you had planned for the future, but it also came together probably a little faster than you anticipated, too.
It did. Sometimes in life things happen a little quicker than you anticipate, and you have to kind of roll with the opportunities when they're presented, and I think that was clearly the case here, and very thankful for the opportunity. I think we have such a good thing going in Northwood, and when was able to sit and have a conversation with Dave Marsh, and he was kind of sharing me a little bit of his plans and what his thoughts were, and then followed that up with a conversation with President McDonald, and that was all it took for me. So it was the timing was very fast, but that's out of your control, and at the end of the day, you need to be able to take advantage of opportunities when they're presented, and then just kind of run with it, and that's exactly what we're doing here, and I'm happy as can be. I have zero regrets. I'm really looking forward to the job. So far, it's been great, and, things are good.
And you never – our old friend Scott Cook, the old track coach, once told me there's never a good time to leave.
No, it's true.
But if there ever is a good time to leave, it's when your program that you were coaching is in a good place, made the NCAA tournament last year, finished third in the GLIAC, and your former assistant, Autumn Hagedone, got to take over. You know the program's in good shape, so it was – it's not a good time to leave, but it was about as good as it could be.
I agree with that. And, you know, for me personally, it's nice to be able to sit back and hand the keys over and know that she's in a good position to have success. And that's important as well because she's walking into her first head coaching position, and I know she's going to do an awesome job. And I'm excited for her and excited to watch that unfold. The other part about it never being easy to walk away, I get the opportunity to still be there and still watch these players grow, still be here to mentor and have those relationships still. And that was important to me. So I wasn't necessarily walking away. I was just changing offices and changing roles. So I'm thankful for that. And it's already been a lot of fun being able to have some conversations with them on a daily basis. Now it's just in a different role, and it'll be interesting once the games start, but I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, they started their first individual workouts yesterday, and you actually said, I heard you say it was like, it was okay. It was better than you expected it to be.
No, and I, you know,
the first game might be a little different.
It may be, I don't know, but again, I'm happy for them. They're going to have a great year, and happy for Autumn, and yeah, it's just super positive all around.
So now in your first, basically it's been about 2 weeks officially where you've been athletic director, is there anything that's surprised you about the new gig?
It's the little things you don't think about. And I think you and I were having a conversation earlier today and kind of the checklist of things that need to be taken care of and make sure that we're aware of as we go into game week here for the first football game and not being on our campus, a little bit of a challenge, let alone being the first game of the season, let alone being the first game of my tenure as an athletic director. So there's definitely some challenges in that regard, but you know, for me, it's we've got a great support team. Our administrative team that also includes you. Do a great job and have been an awesome sounding board for us to be able to kind of navigate through the fall here so far. And I feel very confident that we're doing things the right way and we're going to run first class operation and hopefully things are at least viewed that way in everybody else's eye as well. So you know, it's a lot more meetings. And that would really be the only thing that I was, I guess, maybe somewhat surprised by. And I think I made a comment to our athletic department. I always kind of wondered where Dave was, and now
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he's in meetings, and, you know, but it's been good. A lot of information and tying things together with athletics and the rest of our campus. And, yeah, it's good stuff.
And like we said, this was something that you had been kind of eyeballing for a while. This is the way you thought your career was going to go. And at what point in your life did you think maybe upper administration was what you thought was going to be your future path?
That's hard to answer. I would say probably shortly after getting a master's degree
right.
in sport administration. I knew I had interest in that. Knew I still had some air left in the whistle and wanted to continue to coach. And, you know, no real timeline necessarily. And it was, it's involving athletics. It's involved in making a difference in people's lives and still leading in a different way. I knew I didn't want to coach forever. I didn't want to be the crusty old guy, you know, running around recruiting and coaching until I, you know, decided to retire. So I wanted to be able to make that transition before it got to that point in coaching. And it certainly did. I do think I had some good years left to give coaching, but this was always you know, a great opportunity, like I said, and a good time to step away. And, yeah, so here we are.
And now this week we're talking, we got the first football game of the season Thursday night at Midland Stadium, and I know you've had some people reach out about fan policies and how we're going to handle that stuff, and I was going to answer, but I'll just let the boss man talk about to the public about how what fans are going to do with masks in this COVID times.
Yeah, so our school policy as it sits right now is masks are recommended but not required, and giving people that personal choice to make that decision based on what they want to do. We're going to follow that same thing through with all of our sporting events, both indoor and outdoor, this one being outdoor. It is on Midland High School's campus, but we are still abiding by the Northwood rules and regulations and protocols, I guess, that we've set forth. The GLIAC protocols for our student-athletes obviously is a little bit different, but for the public, that's the information that needs to be conveyed, and we respect everybody's decision to mask or not mask.
Yeah, so it'll be Thursday night, 7 o'clock at Midland Community Stadium, and do you think – this is kind of a vague question, but going from being a fellow coach to an athletic director, do you think watching the football game is going to have like a little bit of a different lens for you now?
Well, you know, I don't think it will. Having been in the administrative role as an assistant AD for a little while, I know being at a game is not necessarily watching the game. And there is other moving parts, and whether we're looking at what's going on in the crowd or just making sure everything is in order and operating in a good pace. You know, as much as we'd like to sit there and watch the game and truly dive in, it's there's a lot of things going on around us, so we got to make sure we're doing our part as administrators. So it does change a little bit, but yeah, there. Like I said, I'm very thankful that we have such a good team around us so that we can do those things and make sure we pull it off, and you know, everything is smooth sailing.
And I guess the final question is, you are going to miss the CASA, but are you going to miss the bus ride to the UP this year?
I will not miss the bus ride, if that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Will I miss the CASA? Yes. But I still think there's an opportunity to – I know our bus driver, the last time we were up there, bought it, went in and had it ordered, and it was frozen. It was, you know, frozen solid, and took it home with him. So there may be an order placed.
That's a good idea.
And maybe a cooler provided or something like that. I don't
exactly,
know. But
exactly.
Yeah, no, those long bus rides, I definitely will not miss. It was a lot of fun, but man, 8 hours on a bus is
it
a long time.
It is like the, it's really fun, and then you get home, you're like, I'm glad I don't have to do that for another year.
Yeah, so. No question.
Well, I've still been calling you coach. It's been 18 plus years of our friendship that's been me calling you coach. So I don't think I'm going to lose that.
I'm okay with that.
And AD doesn't quite have the same ring as coach.
I would agree.
Well, either way, really appreciate you coming on, and thanks for joining us, and good luck as new athletic director.
Thanks, T-Mac.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Rolls Mechanical specializes in HVAC, refrigeration, and plumbing services. Rolls Mechanical has the only Department of Labor registered plumbing apprenticeship in the state, which guarantees expert service. Rolls Mechanical is a local family-owned commercial and industrial mechanical contractor. Moreover, while women make up only 1.4% of the HVAC industry, Rolls Mechanical is proud to be woman-owned. Count on Rolls Mechanical for immediate service 24/7, 365. Search Rolls Mechanical on Facebook.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
GoTo Transport is now hiring experienced CDLA truck drivers. Company drivers enjoy excellent pay, health, and dental, 401k with company match, and paid time off and holiday. Owner-operators earn up to 74% of the line haul, 100% IFTA, and fuel surcharges paid, plus discounts on parts and labor. Endorsements like hazmat encouraged, but not required. Join the fleet that consistently wins awards for safety and compliance year after year. Your road to a better career starts at GoToTransport.com/apply.
Welcome back. Final segment here of the opening weekend of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Once again, your football team takes the field on Thursday night at 7 o'clock for the opening game of the season. If you can't make it, all the links to watch, listen, follow live stats are on GoNorthwood.com on the game day page. Should be a great weekend, or a great Thursday night. It's been over 600 days since this team has last taken the field, so we're all thrilled for them to come out and play. And if you're wondering about the fan policy, we're respecting your individual choices. We're encouraging masks, but that is your personal choice. We'll be outdoor at Midland Community Stadium. Tickets are available online and at the gate. So come on out and join us for what should be a great seasoning opening game, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Midland Community Stadium, Northwood versus Gannon. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, Leonard Haynes, Cash Goldsmith, and Jeff Curtis. We'll be back here next Thursday night on our normal time, 6 o'clock Thursday night from Molasses. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland. Get an Inside the Pack perspective with Northwood head coach Leonard Haynes every Thursday night at 6 during the football season. Northwood Athletics on ESPN 100.9 FM.